Picking up speed on the night in town, going head to head. No?
So no.
Beyblade?
No idea.
Intro?
Nope. Never seen it.
All right. Oh, well. Next time. Never seen it. Oh, my God. Okay. It's okay. That's fine. All right, guys. Welcome back to Shut the Fuck Up. Anime is on. We don't have an intro yet, which is why I decided to sing an intro for now. I'll probably do that every episode.
No, that's going to be our intro now. That's it.
Just that one. Yeah.
Just that specific one, or should we
save
sing
that recording?
No, like literally, someone clip that and just play that at the beginning.
Perfect. You know what? This is great. We got to trademark it slightly, and then we'll be good.
Andre just going, no.
I don't know it. We can add like a little like animated clip too.
Oh my God. It should be a sing along.
Yeah.
And a little Beyblade bouncing along the tops. There you go. It's perfect.
I love it.
We're on to something, guys. Okay. So like I said, we are here again for Shut the Fuck Up. Anime is on. I am your lovely, lovely sensei, Pixel Potato, AKA Frankie Reese, AKA that bitch. And I am here with my lovely, lovely, lovely co-host. Say hello, Mr. Cole.
Hi, I'm Cole Two Shins.
You know me. I just realized why you went with Two Shins.
Yeah,
it's yesterday because of your last name. I feel so slow.
Yeah, I feel like that's like the heart of like a really good name. Like, you know how like Cardi B is just Bacardi like backwards.
Yeah,
like taking something that's like normal and then reverse, like Eminem, M.M. Marshall Mathers. Like,
yeah, that
it's
took
always,
me.
It's always
I realized
something
that a month
clever.
Ago.
Not everything is as good as...
Yeah, I'm kind of slow. Like I said, I see Cole's name, last name, every single time we're messaging, and I just yesterday understood why he went with Two Shins.
I'm still on the Marshall Mathers thing. I did not... Okay.
Wait, you didn't know that either?
No, I was today
years old.
Oh, I thought
you were calling
me out
for it.
Today
what?
Years
no.
old.
Oh, yeah, oh today goodness. Years old. Okay, I don't feel left out then. I'm not hip and down with it either, so we're good.
My mind's like blown right now.
Go ahead and say hi, Queen of Daddies.
Oh, hi. It's your Queen of Daddies. My mind just got blown, so I'm kind of processing that, really. I did not know that. What a fun little fact.
It's such a fun fact. I still think of the candy M&M, but that's okay.
When I was younger, fun fact, when I was younger, we were going to like a roller skating rink and I wanted them to play an M&M song because that's what I listened to when I was younger, but I didn't know how to spell it. So I just put M&M like the candy.
they
still don't know how to spell his name.
Yeah. They didn't play it. I don't think they knew what I was talking about.
There are so many unnecessary letters in his name. I don't know how to spell
like
it.
Like restaurant. Like
oh God, now I'm thinking of all the embarrassing words that are like trip me up. Okay, never, that's another episode. Okay. All right, so before we get into our topic and slight announcement for this episode, I'm gonna have us all go over our homework assignments that we were supposed to have started a few times ago as I'm staring down Cole, because I have a feeling that he is not nearly as far along as the rest of us. So Cole, I'll let you start off. He was supposed to be watching Cowboy Bebop. It's only 25 or 26 episodes and a movie if you wish to indulge.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I didn't think that y'all would be going so fast. Like I kind of forgot the crowd I was running
that's
with.
That's insulting. Yeah.
That so a lame like, excuse.
I'm like, all right. I'm like, Andrea's got like a shit ton to watch. So like, I'm going to try to gauge it to where like, I'll watch like one episode per the amount of like 30, like maybe 35, 40 episodes for her. And that way we'll be done like around the same time. Mm-mm. And no, I was unawares. I can only really sit down and watch Cowboy Bebop when I have the house to myself, which is not often. So I just finished the episode where they introduced Miss Valentine.
That like four or five?
It's okay. Episode, I believe it's episode three or four.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were farther along than I thought you were.
Yeah,
just finished episode one. Yeah.
It's,
No. I watched episodes two and three. I think it's the third episode. So, and I watched episode two and three the same day, which was like 2 days ago, the Corgi episode.
Aww.
And then the Blackjack episode.
Okay.
Watch those two.
So, what'd you think of the first episode? That's my favorite episode, the first one.
The first episode has been my favorite so far. That episode's with the red eye spray. Like,
yeah.
That was cool. When I saw that, I was like, okay, all right.
And that bitch pretended to be pregnant the entire time. My heart was crushed.
Yeah, and then the vials are like falling out, and I was like, oh. So
fake baby.
I was kind of weird about that, because I was like, because in the first scene she like looked like she was pregnant, but then when she was sitting at the bar, all the guys were just kind of like staring at her tits, and I was just like, is she pregnant or did I like just see things? Because most of the time, like, we don't try to like gauge the sex appeal of like pregnant women. It's more of like a graceful thing, not like a check out that preggo's titties, you know what I mean?
There's a huge fetish for pregnant women.
Yeah.
Like, gigantic fetish for pregnant women. So to me, I was like, okay, everyone's just, that's their fetish. Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, I missed that train. But yeah,
I'm happy you missed that train, because it's not a happy one to be. You know, I'm not gonna put down anyone's
no
fetish,
kink
so.
Shaming here.
Yeah, I'm not gonna not kink allowed. Shame anyone.
No kink
so never
shaming
mind.
Unless your kink is to kink shame. Then that's the only.
But then you're kink shaming still. So it's
weird. But it's your kink, so.
That is true. No. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Where do you draw the line?
Yeah. So I did like three episodes, and then, Sam and I have been we've been trying to catch up on Demon Slayer. So we watched way more of that than I have my actual homework. And then I've been watching Code Geass on the side too. I've been pretty busy actually doing everything but homework. So it's just like when I was in school.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say with Cowboy Bebop, when I first watched it the first time around, it took me forever to watch it. And I think it's because it's one of those shows where it like doesn't have a direct like storyline, like, oh, in the next episode, you're going to see this. So you can wait a little bit between.
Yeah, each episode's what we consider filler now.
Yeah.
It's like its own mini story. Mm-hmm. So, which I love. I love that at first I hated it because I fell in love with the first episode so much. And then when I realized they weren't continuing with that, but then I was still able to appreciate, but it's just the first episode. They just started off so strong, way too strong.
Off with a bang. Yeah.
Bang.
But that's what you're supposed to do.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because then it keeps you hooked and wanting even more. So, but I'm happy you've at least started it a little bit. And you talk about people's pace, and you didn't realize we were going to push through it so much.
Oh yeah.
Like Alex said in the last episode, he went over his I made him watch Scissor Seven, and he didn't want to. He finished it in like 2 days and was so pissed off at me because it's not finished. He was so upset. No, so
I think that I find it a little insulting that you assumed that I didn't listen to that episode.
I was just restating it for the people, even though I am insulted if the people listening now didn't listen to the last episode, because that was Toonami. That was a Toonami episode, guys. You need to go.
I was a little heartbroken that I didn't get pulled into that one. I was a little heartbroken. But
I think you weren't available. It was like,
I think I was out of town.
Yeah.
But
too busy.
So,
you were too busy for Toonami. So,
let's not go there. So I got like three episodes in. I'll pick up the pace since I see that everybody else is fucking full. You guys are like in a full sprint and I'm still like, hold on, I'm about to hop in the shower. Like, you guys are like already at the concert and I'm like putting my shoes on at home.
We're on our way to the next concert, while you're still waiting for the first one.
I'm already on the second arc, so.
Like, ooh, when you get to the party.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, all right. So I guess this is perfect for Queen of Daddies to go into her OMIC, which I'm so happy for.
If it wasn't for like this, I probably wouldn't have watched Naruto just because of how overwhelming it is. But I am loving it. I'm at the, is it the called the tuning exams?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah.
All right. So I'm still like kind of getting used to people's names and stuff. So I'm at the tuning exams and we just got to the part where it was like Sakura's episode, which I loved because right before it, she was like annoying me because Sasuke and Naruto were like, they were getting beat. And she was just like, come on, guys, keep going. And I'm just like, girl, what are you doing? Like, you are also a ninja. Like, just get in the game.
Yeah,
and then she does. And I don't know. And she cut her hair off. And I just thought that was a big thing for her. Loved it. Super insecure about her forehead, which I think is
great. Yeah. So are you a Sakura fan or no?
Yes, I think so. But if she starts doing more of that, I'm going to get annoyed. Mm. I think I'll like her more in like the filler episodes.
Okay.
Okay. I kind of see what's happening here. I don't know. She's also a ninja. Pull her weight.
Shonen can't write female characters.
Yeah. Which is
so like, as you get more into it, you'll see more and more. We're like, okay. And then you'll be able to be a part of the big debate of like, is Sakura a useless character? Because she has her moments and then.
Yeah, like her fight with Sasori and shit.
Like, I think this right now is a moment for her. Like, it's a good moment for her. But I do know that back in for the time that it was made, it's not.
Well,
it's probably not the most well written character arc.
Would you say that moment is the moment that have you gotten to the moment where you're like, all right, I'm hooked to the show?
I know the moment that I got hooked to the show was in when they were fighting that first guy. I can't remember his name.
Zabuza?
Yeah, him. And Naruto, like, his fox form kind of came
that
out.
That was the same moment as me! Same
it was like, I was kind of like watching and also like just looking at other stuff, and I was like playing my games, and then as soon as that happened I was like and then I actually like started paying attention. So I think it was at that moment that I was like, okay,
I'm so giddy.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, oh my god, we're so happy for you.
Like, that's also literally the same moment where my third eye awakened for Naruto. I was like, yeah.
I think watching it too, it made me realize like why you consider Avatar an anime. Because it was very much like an Aang moment, like in the first season where he kind of like goes into Avatar mode because something sad happens. I was like, that's where they got it from. I see it now. So
yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy for you. There was so many moments of where you keep getting rehooked on Naruto. Yeah. Like, you'll have moments where you feel like just when you think like it's ever so slightly dying down, boom, like it instantly grabs something you again happens. And then you're gonna be like, I don't understand. I know when I was watching it, every time something crazy happened, I was like, I don't understand how they're gonna top this. This is insane. And then something happens, like, how are they gonna top this? This is insane. It's just literally a continued thing of them just constantly leveling themselves up with these crazy scenarios, and you're just like, what the fuck is happening?
Have you gotten to the moment where Rock Lee makes Sasuke look like a little bitch?
Yes.
Oh my god, such a satisfying moment.
I was so excited to meet Rock Lee. I didn't realize it would happen so soon. Just because the first time I was like ever introduced to him was at a con. I saw somebody wearing a Rock Lee costume and I said, oh, it's a Spider-Man Deku costume, because I didn't know.
Oh my god.
And then the person I was with was like, no, that's from Naruto. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I'm actually excited to meet him. And then Gai Sensei. I love him.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He's so handsome. He's got the stupidest haircut, but I don't care. I'll forgive him.
He's my top three. Oh my top five. Top five.
Did you just say he dies?
No. I said he's one of those characters where that's when you need to start watching in dub.
Yeah.
Because his dub voice is so great and so perfect for him.
It's just like, it makes the most sense. I'm also like excited with this arc where we're starting to like see more characters besides the three. I think that's exciting.
Oh my god, I'm like so excited. Yeah. I'm like, I need to be here.
We got the girl with the purple hair who's got what's up with her eyes? Why does she have no pupils? The one that Naruto marries, because I know they
get Hinata? Well,
yeah.
That's my waifu right there.
Is there a reason why her eyes are like that? Or is
it explains.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you notice anyone else? With
Okay. Yeah, I did. I don't know their names at the
Neji.
Moment. Okay.
Neji. Remember the name.
Okay.
Neji.
I'll remember the name.
Yes. Cause that's a huge fan favorite. But yeah, they go into their eyes and their backstory and all of that. And every single character in that show, except for out of like the 100 you meet, there's maybe three that are just kind of like, eh. But every single character, for the most part, their backstory and character development is amazing. They did not slack off with anyone's character development out of every single person you meet.
I just want to be here after Andrea watches Rock Lee for the first time.
So excited.
Oh my god. That whole entire scene, you have to like.
I know he's fighting for Sakura when they're fighting the, what's his face, his followers. The little snake guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the scene you're talking about? Or is
no.
It after? Okay. Okay.
No, it's during the Chunin exams. Like the, okay. like that's the, that Sakura, like her fight, like he yeah. fights somebody else. And it's like, probably the one of the best fights in anime
okay.
history.
Okay.
When you get to the the tuning exam part where they're actually like,
is it sparring. Out of the forest or
yeah, okay. they're out of the forest. They're okay. sparring each other in like an arena. When you get okay. to that scene, let us know because
yeah. we'll film like please. A special episode about.
No, please like live stream it. Like
okay,
because there's two pivotal moments
mm-hmm.
in that when certain people fight and then when certain people like. Kind of
yeah
about so
spoilers without spoiling
yeah spoilers without spoiling so
ankle weights
yeah ankle weights
I'll keep that in
lightning.
Mind
like, oh my god
like, oh my god
I also I think I'm about to meet Itachi soon because I looked up when his episodes come up so it said like episode 40 or 50
oh girl
something like prepared. That so I'm kind of waiting to I want to meet him.
Just when you think you know what's going on, you know nothing.
Yeah.
Especially Itachi is that.
To, oh my. Don't listen to.
I know
to,
a lot of people love him. So that's why I'm excited to, yeah, to yeah. meet him.
Don't listen to the Banzai episode me and Ivan did on Itachi.
Okay.
Because it's just spoiler after spoiler after okay. spoiler.
Well, I know you guys have spoiled
scenes.
A lot of stuff, but I just. It's out of my head.
Yeah. There's yeah, so I much that we spoiled that you're probably not even going to remember because it's not going to make sense out of context.
this but, is becoming
oh, that means
Andrea's,
you've definitely
Andrea's
met
Andrea's homework episode.
Andrea's homework episode.
So that means you've met Jiraiya then, right?
No.
No, not for a while.
Then you're not about to
she's
meet...
she's still in the for like the forest.
Oh yeah,
of death.
No, then you probably still have a little bit of ways to go before you meet okay. Itachi.
Because I thought they said he shows up in episode 40 or 50 or something.
Did you get to the scene where Sasuke goes nuts?
No.
Okay. Oh yeah, she's not as far as we thought she was. So
okay, yeah, you still got a little bit to go before you. Yeah, yeah. So woo! Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited.
Yeah, Cole mentioned earlier too that I should live stream it. So I was thinking, I think that would be a good idea too to start like. Live streaming while watching those episodes.
Definitely live stream the tuning exams.
Yeah.
For
I
sure.
Think that'll be fun.
Oh
that'll
my
be a,
God.
An
oh
idea
my...
to pop up there. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Yes. Stay tuned, guys. Figuring this
Stay
shit
tuned,
out.
Stay tuned, guys.
Figuring it out.
Am I going to start watching this after the episode? Probably.
You should. Just, of course
you should.
Of course I should.
I'm about to start my new homework assignment after we finish this. So my homework was Code Geass. And Cole, did you finish Code Geass?
No, I haven't finished
okay,
it
well,
yet.
Spoiler alert, because holy
it is
shit.
Oh, so good.
My God. Yeah. I apologize to the Code Geass delegation mm-hmm. for like it taking me like my ninth time to sit down and finally watch this because this show was beautiful.
So
from start. To end, I want to rewatch it now that I know exactly what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lelouch's character, just when I thought I'm like, you're doing too much. Like, there's no way you can continue on. You're going to have a downfall. Boom. And then at the end, he always ends up succeeding and getting his way. And then just the fact that he was, Cole, what part are you up to?
I haven't watched it in a few days, so I couldn't tell you. I have the memory of like a goldfish.
Okay, well hopefully you forget everything I'm about to say. Yeah.
Just I'll forget.
It gets to the point of where the princess with the pink mm-hmm. hair, what's her name?
I can't remember, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, when she ends up like getting like Geass controlled by the other weird dude.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, kill everyone. And then Lelouch just throws her under the bus. Like completely to go with this plan. And I'm like, after like that happened, he's like, oh, can't do anything about it. Might as well use it to my advantage. And Painter is like the worst person in the world. I'm like,
Well, wasn't that him? He did that, not some other guy?
It was
he said something.
The mind reader guy, I think, like had an effect.
Okay, so you're saying.
That went through the princess. And he was like, oh, can't do anything about it. So might as well just use it to my advantage. He threw it in the bus. That's when I realized, like, He is crazy. And then he threw Suzaku, his best friend, like he led him straight into it when his friend, when Suzaku was like, oh, you know, I've done some terrible things, and you know, like I have to go and do this, I have to go and kill the Zero guy. And Lelouch is just sitting there in his Gundam, like, yeah, you know, you should follow your heart, you should do whatever it is you need to do. And I'm like, you literally just told your best friend, like, come fight me, bro.
Yeah.
And then did this evil laugh at the end. I'm like, he is crazy. And then the whole thing with Nanali, when he was just like, fuck it, Nanali, you're in my way, so I'm just gonna have to kill you if it gets like, to that part. I'm like,
he's got a plan in mind. That's what I like about it, is that he has this like plan in mind, and he's playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers. Like, he's 10 steps ahead. Like,
I was gonna say, he probably
in mind, and he follows through.
He probably scored some serious like toxic boyfriend points for Frankie, though.
Just no, from what actually,
I'm hearing. No.
Yeah, I was about to say, for some, he was just a little too crazy.
Yeah.
He was just, there's a fine line between crazy hot and crazy, oh my God, get the way fuck away from me.
I think it's character design too, though. Like,
yeah, he was the style of the show.
Yeah.
It was like a Q-tip, a boy band Q-tip. Yeah. Oh my God, this man used his Gias on God.
Yeah.
On God. How do you use Gias on God? And he's just like, oh, hey, God. Like, I'm like,
oh, hey, no big deal. Just,
I didn't know that. I didn't know the show got so like to such a big scale.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's for a like, brief moment. And then it scales back down to like them just in that world, because he takes care of what needs to be done universally. Mm-hmm. And it goes right back to the normal world. And I was like, how do you use your Gias on God himself and then just go back to like getting the little country in order?
I love how like deep and like big that show gets, and then you have like episodes where he's literally chasing a cat because the cat has
yeah,
like, I just think that's so I thought about that episode the other day. I was like, that was a shame show. That was pretty funny. Like,
no, that was hilarious. Yeah, because it started, that was like towards the beginning when he's chasing the cat. And I'm like, wow, this is like such a crucial moment for him at the time.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, boom, like realize the whole
thing. Oh, I just remembered where I was. I was really, really early, but I remembered where I was because there were titties in it. It was when the girl was in the shower and Lelouch did the whole like phone call thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember. That was the last episode I watched. It's pretty early. It's like episode like 8 or 9 or something.
Okay. No, you gotta, even though I spoiled like everything for you, there's still so much I didn't even say. You gotta watch. Oh my God. Table Coon.
I've already forgot everything.
Remember the Nena Nina, the girl with the green hair who's in love with the princess?
Oh, and yeah,
Nanali, poor thing. Thank God she's blind. But I was like, you're deaf. You should be able to hear that she is in here getting off on the corner of the table.
Yeah.
Oh. And she just came out loud.
Oh, I'm about to watch this show now.
Yeah, no, that's I think you're almost there, Cole. I think it's like episode 12 or something.
Dope.
And I'm like, why?
What are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah, so that was an intro. I've never seen that
fun stuff. Okay, so I got something to look forward to.
He's like, all right, about to go watch it. Cowboy Bebop who?
Yeah. But no, Cole. Yeah, you'll. It's kind of you'll know when it happens. Is that what happened? Like,
it's just Samantha and I. We did not want to go to another con without like trying to catch up on Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
No, that's understandable.
Yeah,
that's
I cannot. Yeah.
I'd say if you get the chance, since you just finished Mugen Train, again, I apologize. I'm so sorry for what you just endured.
Yeah.
But
don't apologize. Season 2 is not too much better.
So
season 2
I'm talking about in sense of that. Yeah, season 2 is pretty like, they literally said, hold my beer.
But that's the thing is like other people, like when sad things happen in shows, they're like sad. And I just sit there and I'm just smiling like, this is so good. Like, I just look at it from like an outside perspective of like Demon Slayer finally.
So good.
I think it took probably up to, I wasn't grabbed by Demon Slayer until they started fighting the spider guy.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
And Zenitsu did his like asleep slashing shit for the first time.
And you're gonna love season 2.
Oh my God. Yeah. And the only thing is, we watched it in dub. Zenitsu's voice is way better in dub, I think. The screaming like in being pathetic, but Inosuke's voice in English is just horrible. He sounds like a bad Cartman impression.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all.
That's the Inosuke, I feel like, is one of the main reasons why I can't watch it in dub. I watched Mugen Train in dub because that's just what I had gotten on Amazon. Yeah. But that's one of the reasons why I prefer sub. His voice is so much better.
I haven't heard their voices in dubbed, but Inosuke, his voice, it makes sense to me why they tried to make him have him sound like Cartman, you're saying, in the in the dubbed, because in the subbed, you'll see like with how his voice is, he's like,
well, yeah, but there was a scene where I literally, like, his voice was so bad in that scene that I was like, I know we're trying to get through this movie, but I need to rewind the scene and listen to it in Japanese to see what the Japanese voice acting is just way better.
Yeah.
But Inosuke in English, he's like, what do you think I'm going to do this? Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like,
exactly what he just sounds like. Yeah.
Give him like a deep badass voice. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
Like, subbed, you get a little more of like a badass voice, but it's still funny in a way. Cause still, you feel like he's trying to be a tough guy, which is him. Tried to be Mr. Tough badass guy, which is why, to me, in a way it makes sense they tried to go with a Cartman sounding thing, but I guess it didn't go over.
I really like the character. It's just his voice is just poop, but I'll
save
that.
In season two. Oh my god, you're gonna love him in season two. And Zenitsu, you're gonna love him.
You're gonna love everyone in season two.
I loved in the recovery arc where they're all trying to get better, and then Zenitsu found out what the training was, and it was like hugging girls and like touching them and playing tag with them. And he puts his hand over the one chick's hand, like doing the cup game, like instantly. I was like, dude, this guy's like the epitome of like, I have earned the strength from the power of boners. Like that is
exactly what he is. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And I think I told you earlier, but also like in season two, there's like a, like with Rengoku, be prepared for like,
dude, Red Goku kind of is up there,
a repeat in its own like beautiful, great.
Rengoku is up there with like Toga from My Hero for me. Like, they're on the same bar, except Rengoku fucking dies and Toga has something else happen to him where he's basically dead, but not really, because he's still really useful. But that moment that he has when he's got all the spikes through him, Toga, and the moment that Rengoku has the sword to the upper three's neck is like the same vibe.
Oh my god, hurry up and watch season two, because you're saying so many things that you're gonna love it.
Just put those two scenes side to side and be like, same energy. Like,
okay,
you should live stream when you're watching season two like that. I'd love to see your reaction.
I'm not a very like reactive person.
Okay.
The points where we're crying, he's going to be like, oh my God, this is great.
Like, yeah, I'm sitting there. I'm like, dude, this is so good. Like,
I give you full permission to put Cowboy Bebop on hold just so you can try and knock Demon Slayer out by the time we get to MegaCon.
I might be able to do that. Yeah. Oh, we got 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. We have 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks. Oh, that's plenty of time.
Yeah. Yeah. You got time. So, and then the second homework I started watching Bleach.
Yeah.
A little slower than I thought starting off.
It starts a little slow, but it gets slow. Dude, but season two is so good.
Yeah, I'm holding out knowing that the Soul Society. It gets really, really good. So,
Andrea, have you seen it?
No.
Oh, my sweet Lord.
I think what I'm going to do, since Naruto's so long, is I'm going to like watch a bit and then take a break and watch something else. And
if
then
you
go
feel
back,
like it, because you might not want to stop watching.
That's true. I
did the opposite because I got done with Bleach and I was just like, more. And so that's what made me want to watch Naruto. Yeah. So it might be the same effect for you.
I knocked Naruto out in 2 months, like any filler, like movies included, from like Naruto to Naruto.
That's like 28 episodes a day.
yeah, you know, and I was not going to work. it was a dark moment in my life too, and I was like, ooh, let me fill it with Naruto. And yeah, like 2 months, and I became obsessed, and I didn't want to stop. I literally would wake up, watch it, and then stay up till like 3 a.m. watching, wake up like 4 hours later and start watching again.
Yeah, it was the same with me. Like, I tried to figure out how to download a whole season onto like my iPod so I could watch it when I was at school.
Right, yeah. Oh, God. So it was good. Beautiful. All right, so I mentioned it a few seconds ago, but Shut the Fuck Anime on Shut the Fuck Animes, plural, is on. We are going to be at MegaCon this year. Excitement! Yay! So MegaCon is taking place in Orlando, Florida, like always, at the Orange Convention, Orange International Convention Center,
something like that.
Some type of order. It is May 19th through the 22nd. So that is a Thursday through a Sunday. We will be there. Well, I know I'll be there Friday and through Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then I believe Cole will just be there on.
I will be there with you guys on Friday. And then my fiance and I will be there on Saturday. And if we see you guys, we will high five.
Woo! Epic high fives. And then Andrea, you will be there.
I don't know if it's going to be Friday through Sunday or Thursday through
That's
Sunday.
That's right, because you guys are getting there a day earlier.
Yeah, we're getting there on Thursday, but I don't know if we're going to go that day, so I have to
Okay. So I should say me and Ivan are going to be there, because me and Ivan are driving up. Because if you guys don't know, none of us live in the same area.
Except me. I live in Orlando, yeah. Baby.
Yeah, woo! So I believe, so we also have a podcast that we branched off from that we are still affiliated with called Second Rounds, which is where we all started. And then we were like, oh, we need more anime, because Tommy hates anime. So we're like, okay, we need to do this. So there we have people up in, we have two people, Matt and Alex, that are up in New York. And then the rest of us are kind of scattered throughout Florida. Me and Ivan are here down in South Florida. Cole is in Orlando. Andrea and Tommy are in Tampa. Yeah. And then I believe Eddie's in Orlando as well, right?
Eddie's in Orlando too. Okay. He actually lives like 2 minutes from me.
Neighbors. Okay. So yeah. And this is going to be the first time too. The entire Second Round / Shut the Fuck Up Anime's On family is going to be together. We're renting out Airbnb. Excited. We're going to be together for like 4 days. We'll probably end up killing each other by the end of it. Alex and Alex and Matt are coming down from New York. So, and it's going to be Tommy's birthday. He's turning like 53 or something.
It's on the record.
We'll settle at 61.
Okay, 61. That's a good age.
Yeah. Make sure you guys message him and be like, happy 61st birthday.
Yes, that would please. Please do.
The big 6-1.
He's going to be like, yeah, he's like, your guys' podcast is canceled, guys.
You sons of bitches.
But yeah, so we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be so much fun. So Alex won't be doing too much of the Shut the Fuck Up Animes On gig, because his first priority is going to be with Second Round, because they do a thing called the Who You Got Challenge. I'll explain that later in a future episode, but it's really cool. We're going to eventually do something similar like that called Tournament
We
Arts.
We did that for Hallmat.
Yeah, we did it for Hallmat, and it's really cool little challenge thing. So coming soon, for an upcoming convention that's going to be happening, we're going to do our first tournament arc challenge, and you guys will really get a gist. But he's competing in that, so he's going to be more so with them. So we're going to be holding it down over here on the anime side. So when I say Friday and Saturday, we're going to be at the convention. Some of us will be in cosplay. Some of us are too lame to cosplay. Cole and Ivan. He's not on this episode, so we can shit talk him as well. So he's too concerned getting his anime drip together, because he keeps calling it.
It's like, where's the cosplay?
Yeah, I was like, do you want to throw a wig into that, maybe? So I'm going to be cosplaying probably Saturday as Vash the Stampede from Tri-Guy.
Nice.
Yes. This is a cosplay I've been wanting to do for a while, but I was just too scared to do it because I don't know how to style wigs. And the trench coat, I was always so scared about like walking around in this super heavy trench coat. I'm going to be sweating so much. My wig's going to be sliding
90
off.
90 degrees,
One of my first cosplays was No Face from Spirited Away. So I basically had like a big sheet over my whole body in a mask. Horrible. So hot.
Yeah.
Well, when I was playing when I cosplays as Peter B. Parker at Holiday Matsuri, and I had to wear my freaking jacket the whole day, because he wears a big long coat. and sweatpants. Oh, I was freaking dying.
Well, the sweaty look goes with it. So yeah, good. It makes good.
So
just can just tell people it's meat sweats from the hamburger I ate.
There you go.
But really, I was dying.
Yeah, I did that first day we were at Hall, Matt. I did Bulma Bunny, like a Christmas mm-hmm. form of it. And thank God I was half naked because it was just the perfect temperature the entire time. And then, you know, we start drinking to do the interviews and then it gets even more hot. But that second day when I did the Obito, oh my, and I had that little jacket on and then
just like, I need to take this off. On. Yeah.
You could see sweat stains everywhere. They were in my crotch. They were under my boobs, under my armpits. I'm like, I'm sweating through the jacket. Like this is, but it's worth it. It's all worth it in the name of
cosplay. Yeah, we didn't drink as much that day either.
No, we did. I got pretty lit.
Did you?
The day before.
Yeah. Oh, I think you did. Yeah, the day before.
Because me and you like chugged those little canned margarita thingies we found, Cole.
Without eating, like the whole
yeah,
day.
Without eating, we chugged those, and then instantly, like our interviews just got so much better. Like once we were
drunk. Like, what the fuck is up, people?
Yeah, pretty much. So mega content to be a repeat of that. I will be pretty much I don't want to say trash. I feel like that gives us a bad look. Does it?
Lit. We'll be lit.
I'm gonna be lit. We're gonna be probably litty, to the guys. Point of when Andre, remember when I first met you at Spooky Empire?
Yeah, and I know you don't remember. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna
we
be
had, like a whole conversation. I thought you were sober the whole time and you're like, yeah, I don't remember that. I was like, wow.
No, I was practically blacked out by accident. I didn't eat enough. I was drinking wine and tequila because we had to do a panel. And it was my first time speaking in front of people. And I was nervous as hell. Apparently, we crushed the panel.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, you were there. But
it was so good.
Yeah, but I wasn't allowed.
I wasn't able to be there. I wanted to go so bad.
It was a really good time. But yeah, I remember walking back to Spooky Empire, and I remember I snapped to it once we were leaving, and I'm like, I don't remember anything. And Tommy and Eddie are like, are you serious? I was like, no, I don't remember a single thing that happened. They're like, you were so coherent. I was like, that's the scary part.
That's it.
So yeah, so it'll be a repeat. We'll be drinking. Come find us and drink with us. Come interview with us. We're gonna be the first day we're gonna be there on Friday. Even though Andrea, like I said, she might be there the day before, but the official day that the anime section is going to be together, we're going to be there doing a poll. It won't be interviews, but we're going to be doing a fun poll for something that we have planned for the other half of second rounds to do when we get back to the Airbnb. And we're definitely going to be recording that and putting it up on the page so you guys will be able to see the shenanigans that we're getting up to. Mustaches and bald caps will be involved. That was such a good idea you had.
Right? I thought about that. I was like, how funny would that be if everyone just wore mustaches and bald caps?
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. It's going to go perfect. But what we have planned, I won't spoil it because you guys will just have to tune in to our Instagram page after MegaCon to see exactly what we're up to. And then,
if you're video shy on Friday, we're not going to be, I don't think we're going to be recording.
We're not going to be recording. It's just going to be taking a poll. So even if you kind of want to contribute to the shut the fuck up animes like thing that we're doing, definitely Friday, if you're going to be there, is the day to come and talk to us and all that without having to be recorded. Even on Saturday when we are recording interviews, if you guys see us and you just want to say hey but don't want to be in front of the camera, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah,
we understand.
We're not going to shove a camera in your face.
Yeah, because like I said, in order for me to be in front of a camera, I have to be drunk. So I completely, even when I'm doing this, every time I record an episode, I always have to drink throughout it because even this I'm super nervous. So I completely understand. But Saturday is going to be more so interviews, so it'll probably just be more of like random questions we're going to be asking you. I know normally in the past when we tried to do cons, we'll have like a theme or a tournament arc that we're doing, but I figured with this one being like our first official one, it'll be kind of fun just to ask what we want to
do. You guys should find me and interview me.
We're gonna act like you're a complete stranger. Is there something you too?
Yes.
Okay. I'll interview him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, ratings.
He does better on camera.
Ratings.
So. Oh, yeah, ratings through the roof. He's such a ladies
man. He'll be a whale. Is that what it's called, a whale, when it's like somebody who like gets a bunch of views? Is that what it is?
Oh, the white whale? Yeah. He's gonna be a white whale.
He is. I mean, he's winking at girls and smiling at them. And
he was
kisses.
So cute at Hall, Matt. Oh my God. Because the girls were just like, oh my gosh, you're so cute. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, he's a little lady killer already.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so, yeah, so we're just going to, instead of doing, like, a topic, I think I'm doing this more for the sake of me, because I like to just talk to people about, like, any and everything when I find them, instead of just sticking to a subject. So I kind of, that's what I kind of wanted to do for this one. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So like I said, come find us. If you want to try and figure out where we are, just message us on the Instagram page, slide into our DMs, oh, so smoothly or awkwardly. It's fine. Yeah. So,
just scream into the DMs. I respond more to, like, the awkward. Where are you?
Awkward yeah. seduction is good.
Yeah.
Yes. Awkwardness is where it's at. It's where it's at. So what are some things you guys are looking forward to at MegaCon that are on the anime side?
Cosplay. I'm just excited to see all the cosplay. That's, like, one of my favorite parts. That and the art. I like
Ooh, Artist Alley.
I love the art. I'm getting, like, my art wall formed, and it's not a lot of anime, but it's just stuff, and I'm excited to, like, expand on it.
Oh, that's my favorite thing.
Yeah, cons.
Oh, what about you, Cole?
I always like finding, like, merch that you didn't know you needed until you saw it. That's, like, my favorite thing about,
yeah,
like, and there's always something with anime that, like, sticks out to you. Like, wow, I did not know I wanted that. Well, actually, yeah, if there was a Hinata body pillow, I've always known I want that, but yeah, I'd put it like on the bed between me and my fiance. This is like, here we go. Okay. This is my waifu and my wife.
Well, I'm pretty sure, like, she has to understand if you're marrying her, like, you have to, like, this was like a
no, I would just, like, buy her a Kakashi body pillow to go with.
Oh,
her,
yeah. So you guys are in for a nice little night then. All right.
Ooh. We are sphingers, you see. But yeah, definitely that. I'm also looking forward to rocking my brand new Yu Yu Hakusho t-shirt that I bought that I mentioned the last episode. Yes. So yeah, I was like, yeah, my like, I realized that shout out to Ivan. I don't have any anime drip. I don't. I have, like, one Dragon Ball Z t-shirt and, like, that's it.
Yeah.
So I had to go out and buy some anime drip, and I might bring my Power Rangers bag just to flex on Frankie, because I got free shit last time we did interviews.
Speaking of free stuff, remember that free bag that guy gave you?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I have it.
Bag? That's why I have it. That's what it is. You were jealous that I got free shit.
I don't even know what it is. Grabbed, it's just like a dinosaur on it or something. Because
yeah, it was. I used it for my bag for that. You can't see it, but it's the bag that I use for my microphone. I was using it for that, and then I'm like, where the fuck was that free Power Rangers bag that guy gave
Power
me?
Power Rangers?
Okay, yeah, it's the Red Rangers logo.
I have no clue what it is.
It.
I looked at it. I was like, what is this? And you, I realized, this was the free. Yeah, for some reason, Cole, mind you, I'm walking around Hall Mat with my ass and my tits out, right? And yeah. Cole is getting, like, free stuff, and all these people are like, ooh, like, I'm like,
all I have to do is stand next to that and I get free stuff. Like, everybody just assumes. Like,
okay, do I get some? Well, I did find that that random Tokyo Revengers kimono lying around, and I left it there for, like, a good while, and, like, no one claimed. I'm like, okay,
I'm gonna take this.
Yeah, maybe I'll wear it at MegaCon. I didn't steal it, guys. I know that's what it sounded like, but
Finders
keepers. It was literally nobody left out in, like, the lobby, and it was there for a while. So I'm like,
it was from the universe. Yeah.
It's the universe. Yeah. But no, yeah, I've had that since, like, November. So when in Orlando, I'll definitely give it to you, because it's just sitting in the drawer.
Thank you.
I was like, maybe I should mail it to him. Like, I don't feel like spending money.
I was gonna put all my D&D dice in it, and then I was just like, cool, where the fuck is it?
No, yeah, I don't even know how I think we put it in the bags together, and it just got so
we were a little
I forgot, we were a lot tipsy. So one of the things I'm looking forward to, same as Andrea, oh my gosh, cosplay. I love seeing all the different levels of cosplay, from the people just starting off to the experts to the in-betweens. Like, I just love seeing just because you can tell, like, people are really enjoying. And it reminds me of back when I first started going to cons and attempting to cosplay, and how, like, looking back now, I'm like, oh my god, like, I can't believe this is, like, the best I could do. But just remembering my mindset of how much fun I was still having. So I love seeing people, like, especially people who are, like, super duper in character. And so, oh my god, like, just put, like, a whole new spin on it. I'm not good at being in character. I'm just like, hey, this is Drunk Frankie in cosplay. That's the only personality you're getting. Yeah.
I also love, like, one of my favorite things about con is, like, the different types of cosplays you see. Like, even if it's an anime convention, you could see anything. Like, last time I was at for Hallmat, I think I found a Bratz doll. Somebody was cosplaying as Bratz.
Oh my god, yes, she happy you recognized her.
I don't think anybody would have, but yeah, that was just like the coolest thing. So it's so fun seeing like how creative people get.
Yeah, I mean, people, I love seeing the different types of Pokemon cosplay and how people put their own little spins on it.
I'm
Remember, we saw the Tentacruel when we were in the game room and her whole thing was like lit up. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my god. That's or people do like steampunk type of Pokemon, like super fairy-ish type of thing with it, or like really obscure. And I'm just like, oh my god, this is so cool.
I'm doing a Pokemon. I'm going to be a Chikorita. I'm doing like a 50s dress. Yeah. Very excited for that one.
Oh my god, I almost did Charizard. So and I was gonna make the wings and everything. I was gonna have like a 5-foot wingspan.
Oh my god.
And all of that.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, but I'm notorious for when it comes to starting a cosplay, I'll plan it like 6 months out. Mind you, I've had the Bash Stampede one planned out for 3 months. I've had the stuff here for 3 months, and I will be officially starting it tomorrow night, 2 weeks before the con, because I work best under pressure. I'll probably be working on it at the Airbnb as well.
Yeah.
If I do the thing that I always do and decide to cosplay something like 2 days before, I might do the cosplay that I did the MegaCon where I actually met Tommy and Eddie at, which was I did a cosplay, and this was actually one that I was actually able to like plan and do. I did Dr. Alan Grant from Jurassic Park.
Oh, that's right. You and your fiance did the did them.
The Jurassic Park deal.
Yeah. That'll be so nice. I feel like MegaCon always has like a good following for Jurassic Park as well. Mm-hmm. Like they'll always have like that huge section with the set up the props and stuff.
Yeah, they have like the Jeeps and they do like photo ops and stuff. Yeah, we did a photo op over there. But yeah. So it's just gonna be cool.
You should. I am such a fan for people cosplaying. Everyone needs to cosplay. Yeah. Everyone, every single chance they get. You gotta do it.
It's so much fun.
I know. You get to be a different person.
You get to wear clothes that you would like never really wear out in public. And it's just, it's fun.
Yeah. Think about it. Do it.
We'll see. Don't pressure me.
We're peer pressuring you.
So I split up, what are we looking forward to? Anime and non-anime, specifically Cole could brag a little, because outside of the anime world, I am a huge, huge, huge Lord of the Rings fan as well. Mm-hmm. And Cole is kind of about to like live the dream this month and then like in September, right? Mm-hmm. So Cole, what is something you were looking forward to at MegaCon that is not anime?
Oh, no, nothing.
Nothing whatsoever.
I got, as everybody knows, I mentioned on here a lot of times, my fiance and I, we are getting married in September and we have a Lord of the Rings themed wedding. Aww. So one of the special things that we're going to do is we have like a little signing board that when people get to the wedding, they like sign their names and put a little note if they want. I'm bringing that to the con, and as most people that are going might know, that they are doing a reunion of the Hobbits from the original Lord of the Rings film. Mm-hmm. So Merry, Pippin, mm-hmm. Frodo, and Sam are all going to be there.
Mind you, it's like a $500 thing to go to. Yeah, it's like an after show thing they're doing too.
Yeah, it was $330 for the meet and greet and signing. And so I'm going to have them be the first people to sign my Lord of the Rings themed wedding signing sheet.
Are you going to have them sign it in character, or are you just going to have it sign that like as them?
I'm just going to have them sign their actual names.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should invite them too. Make sure you give them invites.
We have saved the date magnets that we're going to give them.
Put your address on them.
And a picture of your face. Yeah.
Cause they might send you something. They might send you something.
They just might, yeah.
I feel like that's not a common thing people do. Is like, because that's such a creative idea. Since you're doing Lord of the Rings themed wedding, like to have actually have them sign your wedding book. I don't think I've ever heard of someone doing that before. Yeah. That might be like a very rare thing that they've had come across them. So I'm just saying, put your address on the save the magnet.
Yeah, no, we'll probably just give them like straight up invitations.
Yeah.
Tell you the truth.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Who knows? They might show up in the little hobbit outfits.
Might as well, yeah.
And our invitations are like they're made to look like the folded up like Elvis bread rations that they had with the leaves.
No. Yeah. That is so
right. You know, we went all out. We're like super nerds when it comes to that. So
no, yeah. I figured like I knew I had to let you like brag about what you guys were doing. Cause as soon as you told us, I was like, I'm so jealous. Cause I remember MegaCon 2020 when it was supposed to happen. I think that was supposed to be their first like actual reunion. And of course that got shut down. And I was seriously contemplating like, maybe I should do it. I'm like, wow, I can't. And then they got shut down. So I was like, okay, all right. Like it was sad, but yeah. So I'm very, 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 very excited for you and your fiance. Cause that's meeting them is going to be amazing in general. And then having your wedding book to look back at and see that like they were the first ones to sign. You should try and get them to sign their names in Elvish if they can, if they remember.
I don't think they're that nerdy. They got
a tattoo on them. They all got their names.
I don't know.
Their names like, tattooed in Elvish on them.
Do they?
Yeah. It's either their names or initials. They all have Elvish tattoos. They all got them.
I'm probably going to have them do their names because if worse comes to worse and I come in financial straits, we can just cut out that corner and we'll be like, hey, certified autographs from the Four Hobbits on eBay. Here we go.
Profit off of it. Definitely.
But yeah, so that's why I unfortunately won't be with you guys on Saturday because I'll be too busy being the best husband ever.
And you're going to be waiting in line forever. But it's worth it. That is so worth it.
So if you guys see me in line, you guys can bring me a drink or two or five and then you can interview me and I can act like I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's going to be perfect. Hello, kind strangers. Welcome to our podcast.
I'm like, I don't really want because I'm probably going to wear my Elden Ring shirt the second day. Mm-hmm. Because it'll be my feet. Yeah. So I'm just going to pretend I don't really watch anime. Sorry.
Yeah. You're in the anime. What? Anime's lame. Who's still watching that? Anime?
Isn't that cartoons?
You guys are weird.
I don't really watch cartoons.
Is that the same as hentai? You guys watch hentai?
Oh, by the way, speaking of hentai, when I was watching Mugen Train and Nezuko got her arms and her legs like caught by like the octopus hands when he like fused with the train.
Oh, God,
I was like, I've seen enough hentai to know where this is going.
Yep. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Then you need to watch season two. Oh, there are so many like things where you're like, this could easily be a hentai right now.
Yeah.
All right. Code Geass in season two. Let's go.
Yeah. Side note. I was so surprised with Code Geass how much boobies were in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny. Like, if you watch it on the streaming services, they just make where the nipples are supposed to be the same color as the, so they're like Barbie dolls essentially.
Yeah.
Which I'm like,
I thought that was part of the animation because I've been watching it on Funimation.
Yeah, that's where I watch it.
Okay.
I think I watched it on Netflix or
they
something.
They don't put the nippies. They're just like Barbie doll people.
Wait, no. Funimation, there was a clear areola outline.
Was there?
Yeah. There
well, because I saw one where it showed the bump, but it was just the same color as the rest. This is a weird conversation.
Anime after dark.
Anime nipples. What is your take?
No, there has to be a whole episode.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
talking about anime nipples.
Yes, we'll get there. I haven't seen too many anime nipples outside of like the normal ones. I have indulged into hentai. I'm scared. Yeah. I'm slightly scared.
Yeah, it's
for that. Okay. Not really, I'll get there eventually, guys. I'll let you know. Andrea, what's something non-anime that you were looking forward to for MegaCon?
Elden Ring stuff. Of course she did. That's what she loves. She loves
I've never played it. I don't know. I think like cosplay kind of fits into like the anime and the non-anime stuff because I'm just excited to like that's I think what I'm most excited for, that and just like seeing everyone, because that's really like to me why I go to a convention, is just because, you know, I love seeing all the creative takes that people do with their cosplays. I love seeing all like the Deadpools and all the Spider-Mans and
you got to do the Spider-Man drinking game where you take a drink every time you see a Spider-Man cosplay.
I'd be done in like the first 10 minutes.
I'm down. We're going to maybe Friday we should do something like that. Every time we see something, we have to take a drink.
Yeah.
So yeah,
anytime we see a Demon Slayer cosplay, we'll all be trashed by noon.
Oh, God, yes.
I'm also for it. I'm excited for panels too, because I like panels because I like to like listen and like learn stuff, but I also like to take a minute and just sit down.
What day is Chris Sabat going to be there?
He's going to be there. I think he's going to be there like Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. I need to take some time to at least see him from a distance because he's like God to me.
I saw him in 2019. It was really cool. I saw him with the English voice actor for Deku in Bakugo. That was a really cool panel.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's All Might.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to hear him say, he did Goku and I'm like, ooh, okay. Like, that's definitely props, but I definitely just need to hear him say, I am here. Like, I just need to hear him say All Might because say some shit.
Young Midoriya. Yep.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Young Frankie. Like,
my favorite thing, if you guys have never seen it, there's a short clip on YouTube that you can find where him and Sean Schimmel do like scenes from movies as Vegeta and Goku. And they do like a scene from like Zoolander.
Oh my god!
It's like Vegeta going, "Don't you think I know what a Yugoogly is?"
Oh my god! If I can find the clip, I'm definitely going to post it on the Instagram page. Yeah, that sounds amazing. Oh,
I'll post it on there today because it's hilarious.
Yeah. So one thing I'm looking forward to that's non anime for MegaCon is outside of also like the non-anime cosplays as well, because I'm just also obsessed with that too. I'm also looking forward to even though I'm not going to meet him or anything, I am looking forward to Brendan Fraser just
that
being
was my
there.
Other thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
because like I know he's recently like more so making a comeback into the public eye, and just after everything he's been through, I'm just really happy that he's going to be there, because I've seen little clips of him getting emotional after meeting fans and him just being overwhelmed with the amount of love people still give him. So I'm looking forward to just knowing I'm going to be in the same building as him as he's receiving all this love from well-deserved love from people.
I'd love to go to like a Brandon, because I'm sure he'll do a panel. So I'd love to go to like his panel or something.
Because
I think that him and Nathan Fillion are two people that I'd really like to just...
Yeah, that's what we were doing last year when they were going to do the Hobbits last year and they ended up canceling it. We were deciding like, okay, well, if we can't do the Hobbits, Brendan Fraser, we'll do that. If we can't afford to do the Hobbits. But then once we did a Lord of the Rings themed wedding, I was just like, okay, well, we got to do the Hobbits. But he was Fraser, like our backup. Like, yeah, I got to meet Brendan Fraser. That would be so
even
cool.
Though a mummy wedding would have been pretty cool.
Oh my gosh, that would be cool.
Yeah. With a little bit of George of the Jungle sprinkled in there. Yeah. That's my favorite role from him by far. Is George of the Jungle.
He was a piece. Let me tell you, back in the day.
Damn that man. Yes.
Yeah, he was a good looking dude.
Yes, he was. Okay. Back on track, guys. Which anime do you think is going to be the most represented at MegaCon this year?
I want to say... maybe Jujutsu Kaisen, because the movie just came out.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
So I think like you'll see a lot of like Gojo or a Demon Slayer, because I think there's going to be a lot of groups that do the.
Not to mention the Demon Slayer cosplays aren't like super super demanding.
Yeah,
right.
Like, you don't have to want to do you want to be Inosuke, like you don't have to have a six pack to do like you don't have to. Basically all of them, they're all wearing like kimonos and the robes, you know.
Right. So Jujutsu Kaisen, like you said, because the movie just came out, I see a lot of people doing that. And then Demon Slayer, like every year for the past several years, is just completely dominated and taken. And then with My Hero not too far behind.
Yeah. Also Genshin Impact. Very popular at home.
No, after I found out about it, I was like, you told me about it.
When you finally told us, like when you finally got there and told us what it was, because I kept saying to Cole, I was like, this lady looks like Toph, but from Zelda.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I just pointed them out. I was like, Genshin Impact, that's from Genshin. Yeah, they're everywhere.
And they're all of their cosplays. Every single person was so well executed.
Yeah,
it was so good.
It was like that. Wow, I really wish I knew where you were from so I could truly appreciate what you did.
Yeah,
the outfits are so like in the game. They're so detailed too, so you can really see it. Like when people wear the costume, it just it looks so good. I'm excited to see all of that.
Yeah,
yeah. I think the only reason why you'll probably see more Demon Slayer than My Heroes, because the My Hero costumes are usually really intricate.
Yeah.
So anybody who doesn't want to put a serious amount of effort and they have to decide like a character from one of those two shows, they'll either be like Deku, which is something that's a little bit more simple, or they'll be like any character from Demon Slayer, essentially.
It's also like that's a good place to like start cosplaying too, is Demon Slayer, just because of how simple it is. It's just the kimono and then wig, and you don't really have to put too much effort in when it comes to like makeup and stuff. So like I can definitely see like first time cosplayers like
even with My Hero, you just I see a lot of people that just do the PE uniforms.
Oh, and a wig. Like the school uniforms.
Because I was thinking about maybe since I'm only doing one cosplay, just the Bash one, I was thinking about maybe Friday, just doing like, that with like a green curl or dyeing my hair like green or something. And then just wearing the gym uniforms or something.
Yeah.
But that's like that's the easy way out. Very effective.
I think the best cosplays are like if there was like the guy from My Hero pop off with like the rubber balls off his top of his head.
Oh yeah.
We could find like a 6'5" like really ripped dude do that cosplay, that would be gold.
Oh
like,
my god. So,
except those guys are usually Sailor Moon. Like
oh my god, and they always have legs for days. And I was like, I could never pull off a skirt this well.
It's like when we went to Holiday Matsuri, we saw the Kratos and he's like, yeah, tomorrow I'm coming in as like Sailor.
Oh, that's right.
Mercury or something.
I always look forward to the guys that always do the Sailor Moons, because they just kill it every single time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, one day I'll be able to pull off a skirt this well. One day. But okay, what's an anime that you're hoping to see stuff from? Maybe that's not like super duper popular. Whether it's merchandise, cosplay.
I always hope to see at least one Goblin Slayer. There was one Goblin Slayer last year. And listen, what do we say about cake shaming? No, but Aiden took a picture with a Goblin Slayer cosplayer last year, and he let Aiden like hold his sword and stuff. And it was a really good cosplay too. Like this guy had his foam work down. So I'm always looking for at least like one Goblin Slayer. I always like when people pick like side characters that are not like super, super well known.
Right.
Like the mute guy from Jujutsu Kaisen, or is it? Yeah. From Jujutsu
Kaisen. Yeah.
That only says like food.
Yeah.
I saw one. He's my favorite character in the whole show just because of his little gimmick. I love that. But I saw one of him. So yeah, I always like seeing like really, really obscure characters, characters from video games like that are not Genshin Impact. Like they had that whole group of like Apex Legends people.
Yeah.
Because Genshin Impact is like you see them everywhere. So it's not like.
Yeah, it's not something where it's out of the ordinary.
That's how I feel like with my, like if I ever do cosplay, I want to do something that I feel like not a whole bunch of people are going to do. Like your kid Obito was like perfect because you didn't see a single other one.
Yeah.
There was one girl who came up to me and I had to stare at her for a little bit because she did like a very like more casual obscure one though, but as soon as I saw her goggles, I was like, oh my gosh, like I took a picture with her though. But yeah, that's why I don't want to say purposely, but for the most part, I like doing cosplays that you don't see a lot, which is why I did Danny Phantom, which is why I did Obito. For a while, you didn't see a lot of Jiraiyas. Bulma Bunny, I just wanted to do it because it was Christmas and I felt like being a Hoochie Mama. Scorpion, surprisingly, like the old fashioned, like the original Scorpion I did, you don't see a lot of those. So I like, and then Vash, like I've seen one out of all the cons I've been to, and like he's such a badass character, so I was like, gotta do it. I gotta do it.
Yeah. It's like coming as Harley Quinn in 2017. It's like, okay, there's a million of you.
Yeah
but I enjoy when they do the meetups, or I see like multiple people in the same cosplays all get together and take a picture. I was like, oh my gosh, you guys are
When I was Peter B. Parker, there was like there were like five different Spider-Mans.
Oh yeah, and your son was a little Spider-Man too.
Yeah, he was little Miles Morales.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So, and then when they do like the huge, I know MegaCon always does it as well. They have scheduled meetups for different like fandoms that are cosplaying and stuff too. And I love going and seeing them like all on the staircase, and it's just like hundreds and hundreds of people all like cosplaying from the same universe.
And you have like 50 of the same character, and I'm just like, that's amazing.
So nice, like Unity. Yeah. So Unity. I'm happy you caught my reference. Okay. What am I looking for? Oh, I'm trying to think what stuff do I want to see there? Of course, I want to see someone from I want to see Vash Trigun stuff while I'm there, since I'm gonna be in cosplay for it. I figured it'd be pretty cool. It's a stretch though. It's gonna be a stretch trying to find
it's few and far between.
Like merchandise or someone else cosplaying from the same show. But especially, I'm up for the challenge.
Yeah, especially at MegaCon where it's not specifically anime. Like picking an obscure older anime at a con where if people can cosplay as pretty much like anything.
Yeah.
If you see another Vash Stampede, you gotta take a picture. Like,
well, I saw one, the only one I've ever seen like in the past like 8-9 years. It was last year at MegaCon when I went as Danny Phantom, and I looked at him real quick and I was like, oh my god, Vash. And he was like, yes, you knew who I was. I was like, of course I knew who you was. And I said, I don't think I've ever seen this cosplay before. And he was like, yeah, I know. So if I could run into him again, I would recognize him too. I don't know why his face is just like etched in my brain, but hopefully. So you guys got to be on the lookout too. Like you guys were with Madara at Hall Mat. You guys got to now help me find like some Trigun stuff. But I'm always looking for merchandise as well. I'm so obsessed with buying merchandise. It's a problem. It's gotten better in the past few years, but in my old place I used to stay at before I moved in with my mom, I had two bedrooms, and the second room was like the game room, and it was just filled from wall to wall, floor to ceiling. It looked like GameStop in there. I had so many, I had so much artwork, so many statues, so many useless, pointless things that I'll never need to get in my life. I just like to stare at it. It's like, I own you. You're in my possession. So I think I'm kind of ready. I've gotten rid of a lot of that stuff, but I'm now kind of into like collecting weapons a little bit, which is also going to be a problem. And it's a stupid expensive problem.
I don't know if you've been on TikTok and or if you've been seeing these ads, but they make like little mini weapons that are like, I don't know, like 5 inches.
Yeah
I'll send it to you. But
yes,
yeah, you see it on TikTok. It's the I've been like looking because I kind of want one just to like have a little mini stored.
Yeah, I feel like that's a lot easier to do than like the life-size ones I have that just sit in the corner. Like,
I don't have a TikTok, but Sam does, and we go through hers, and I see the little ads for those little swords all the time, and we're always like, oh, that's kind of cool. I mean, I'll never buy it, but it's cool.
Yeah,
I'd buy it. I used to collect I have a replica Keyblade, and it's metal. And it's so heavy, so it just sits in the corner. But I used to collect, GameStop used to always sell like the keychains. GameStop used to collect the keychains. So I used to keep it. I used to have like 5 or 6 of the different keyblades like on my key ring. That was like as close as I got, like the little mini ones. I was like, this is fulfilling in a different way. All right, guys. So some other things to look forward to at MegaCon, if you guys are going, there's going to be a lot of anime guests, voice actors that are going to be there. Of course, these are like the dubbed ones, but these are like big shot ones that like the
Steve Blum
on their name.
Yeah.
Yes. Steve Blum. I think
is going to be there.
If I have to look at how much it's going to be to meet him and stuff, but that is someone that I'm going to maybe try and go out of my way to meet because just he's the voice of Spike that's just god level right there. Christopher Sabat, of course. Sean Schimmel,
he's Goku most notably.
The voice of Tanjiro from Demon Slayer is going to be there. The voice of Naruto is going to be there. The voice of Todoroki is going to be there. The voice of Deku is going to be there. Just a lot of really like well-known and well-respected, voice actors though. So I'm definitely looking forward to being in their presence and just breathing the same air as them, not to get creepy, but, so like I said, MegaCon 2022 in Orlando, Florida, May 19th through the 22nd. Come find us. Come find us. Come bother us. Come stalk us. Come annoy us. Interview with
us. Just don't make sure you wear deodorant if you do, because sometimes people have a stink.
Thank you,
For
saying that, because
come bother us, but be hygienic about it, because if you smell, I'm gonna walk away from you.
Yeah, because I don't think masks are mandatory this year.
No.
So Yeah. So, yeah, because you never really stop sweating.
Yeah.
Once you get there. Yeah. Once that walk from the parking lot to the convention.
Yeah. You never cool down.
It's ice cold in the building, but you still continuously. So I don't know how to describe it.
Just never stops.
Experience it. Yeah. Just literally never stops. So, yeah. So, be respectful of other people's cosplays and the things that you're into. Don't be a dick. That's like rule number one. Rule number two, wear deodorant. Please bring it with you. Yeah. And I'll even bring my own extra deodorant.
If you are cosplaying, make sure you bring like extra sewing needles, extra thread in case you get a tear.
Extra makeup or face paint. Yeah, just hair gel, just whatever.
Water, food.
Thank you for saying that, because that's
yeah, drink water. Drink water.
Oh, so much water. And yeah, stop to eat. Cause I never remember to stop and I never sit down when I'm at a con. And I'm wondering why for the next 3 days my body is killing me. So remember to eat and stay hydrated, especially if you're drinking. And remember, of course, just to have a good time. If you've never been to a convention before and you decide to go to this one, you're gonna love it. It's the most warming and welcoming and exciting and weirdest environment you're ever going to be in. But
you'll love it.
You'll absolutely yeah. love it. This is going to be Ivan's first convention that he's going to.
That's why he's
nice.
Focused on the drip and not the cosplay.
Yeah, he's so focused
that's
on
what, okay. I thought so, but I wasn't sure.
No, yeah. So this is going to be his first one. So I'm excited that we're going to be there for him to experience it. Cause I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm going to be looking at his face for every like reaction. So yeah. So like I said, come find us. We're going to be conducting interviews while we're there. If you want to make sure that we do interview with you, send us a DM on Instagram. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our podcast thingy that we're doing here.
Our podcast thingy.
Yeah, our podcast thingy.
That one thing we do.
Yeah, you know, the little thing that we like to do. We can truly appreciate the love. Thank you so much for the support you guys have been giving us. We've been doing this for a little over a month, and the feedback has been amazing. You guys have been making this great. Don't forget to also follow our Instagram page, stfu.animes. On like and follow, well, not like, but follow us there as well. We have some bonsai videos that we do too, just going over some short hot clips. Stay tuned. Next one that's going to be getting posted up is going to be about Digimon, woo woo, which I know nothing about, but it was a fun episode that I got to do with Alex. thanks again everyone for tuning in. Once again, I am Frankie, aka Pixel Potato, aka that bitch. I will continue to say that from now on because I feel empowered when I say it. All right, so go ahead and sign off, guys.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
All right. Well, this is AKA your boy Two Shins. that boy.
Oh boy.
This is Cole. Thanks for listening to me jabber on about bullshit for almost it's been an hour, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, it should be really fun. If you see me, I will only be there on Friday, but if you see me, well, I'll be there with anime, Shut the Fuck Up Anime's on Friday. And then I will be there with my lovely fiance on Saturday meeting hobbits. If you see me on Saturday, if you're not wearing deodorant either days, I will ignore you. But if you're not wearing deodorant on Friday, I will be nice and at least give you like a crisp high five.
Fist bump.
Elbow
touch.
Elbow five.
Elbow five. Yeah, maybe not high five because then you're lifting your arm up and we don't want that.
Too much stink.
But yeah, so looking forward to it. And thanks for having me on again. I'm going to go eat now because I'm a thick ass boy and I need some food.
All right. This is Queen of the Daddies.
Did you have to think about your name?
I did. I did have to think. I forgot about it for a second. My bad. It's been a long day. Queen of the Daddies signing off. I need more nicknames, I think. I'm not going to say that.
Just start rattling off random AKA. Yeah. Doesn't even have to make
AKA,
sense.
AKA the truth. AKA the people's champ. AKA,
I love this.
The
AKA
red rifle.
The fan. The red viper. I don't know. Whatever.
The red viper.
Yeah. Naruto's number one fan. Just kidding.
There we go.
I can't take that away right now. But thank you for joining us. Thank you for letting me rant about Naruto for a little bit. I'm very excited to keep going.
Oh my god, we're so excited for you. Oh my gosh, we're so excited.
We're gonna need to have like a whole episode where we talk about it because I'm so excited.
You have to finish first because I know. You have
we'll have the Naruto episode once you finish.
I just want to talk about it. Okay, all right. Hopefully we see you MegaCon. I'm super excited. But yeah, make sure you eat. Bring some food with you because you're not going to get in trouble for bringing some snacks.
They
bring
don't
some
check
water.
Your bag.
Yeah. At and all. Food, the foods are really expensive. So that's why a lot of people don't eat. But yeah. Bring food, water, alcohol, sewing materials, alcohol, drugs.
And water bottles.
Yes. What else? Deodorant. Just make sure you smell nice, you're hygienic, and come talk to us and have a good time. Yeah. See ya.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.